Classic Hits, waking up happy this Tuesday morning, 9 minutes past six now. Good morning, Billy Ocean, Caribbean Queen, attendant Mike in for PJ and Jim, just for today.
Yeah, just for today. This is our last day doing the old radio jiggery around.
Where were you on Friday? I was fierce
lonely. I know. I feel like I haven't been here in ages.
I know.
And I haven't, four days.
Big long break.
Yeah, took Friday off to go to Galway on the Thursday.
Oh yeah, lovely.
And I didn't end up going to Galway on the Thursday, went on the Friday.
Oh, so really?
I probably could have been here, but I had it as a holiday.
For God's sake.
How did you get on? Were you okay?
I was all right now. You know, Ashton was great, you know, but it's not the same, Mike. I've got to be honest. You know, it's not the same.
Yeah, well, look, the bit of crack. We'll have it today anyway. We've a few hours to have the crack today.
Absolutely. A few WhatsApps in already. Can't believe the weather. Horrible Limerick from Leonard. Is Leonard a regular WhatsApper?
I don't recognise Leonard's name.
Oh my God, lads. Can't believe the weather after getting back from my cruise.
Ooh.
It's horrible here in Limerick, says Leonard.
Did you see that cruise ship in Venice?
I did.
What the hell?
Oh my God. This is footage over the weekend. It happened over the weekend, didn't it?
I think it was recent enough, yeah.
And there's a lot of consternation over in Venice about those big cruise liners coming in because the city's not really able for it.
No.
I watched a program there a while ago about it and they were saying that they're damaging the docks or whatever. Now, this one really did damage it. I mean, this whacked into
Well, it went into it, yeah. I don't know what your man was up to. Actually, we've been to Venice a couple of times.
Went there on our honeymoon.
And went previously as well. Mm. And that's the reason we went on our honeymoon. We had such a great time the first time.
Right.
And we were like proper archaeologists.
Really?
Yeah, we started looking at water lines in Venice.
Oh, right.
And we compared the pictures from the last time we were there a few years previously. And you want to see the height of the water line.
Really?
In some areas, yeah. And some stuff has just gone completely.
It's sinking, isn't it?
So it is sinking, without a doubt. Get out of Dodge, lads.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
There's another WhatsApp in here that says, good morning, lads. Welcome back. Well, it's not the lads you're thinking about. Oh, hold on. Oh, they did say Mike and Ed had done a great job while you were away. Next time you could probably take 2 weeks off.
Oh, what a terrible wake up for them. Sorry, it's just on just for the morning, but the lads will be back tomorrow morning,
they
right?
Will.
With a bang, right?
Yeah, don't worry about it. They will be back. Anyway, birthday's coming up shortly, yeah?
Yeah, birthday's coming up shortly. I've a few days, as in I've a few celebratory days to say to you.
Oh, right.
Because you know the way they have these things about today is, or this month is, this week is?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll tell you what they are in a couple of minutes. One will interest you in particular, actually.
Okay. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Sounds good. 12 minutes past six now. Good morning. This is Pink. It's Classic Hits. Classic Hits, waking up happy this Tuesday morning. End on Mike in for PJ and Jim for this morning. 15 minutes past six, quarter past six.
Quarter past six, yeah, on
I'm
the nose.
Very sleepy still, Mike. I haven't woken up yet.
Yeah, you kind of have a bit of a sleepy head in you now.
I do, yeah. Anyway, there you go. I'll snap out of it.
You'd be grand. By the way, I should tell you, because I plugged it before Pink there, that it's National DJ Month, actually.
National DJ Month, the whole month.
Go celebrate your month. It's National DJ Month, apparently.
Excellent.
This month, yeah, and it's also International Cheese Day, just so you know.
Okay, so cheesy DJs.
Cheese Day. I will actually celebrate Cheese Day.
Uh-huh.
Now then, do you want some birthday, So Murphy?
Absolutely. Give it a shot.
Right now, if you win a day off, this is your last day on the breakfast show this morning, but you can probably talk to the boss man and get a day off somewhere else.
Oh, yeah.
Around the week. Now, sure. First birthday of this morning is John Tracy.
John Tracy, who's he?
The Irish athlete.
Right.
The Irish runner.
Okay.
Right.
John Tracy.
I think he's like a big gun in the Olympic committee now and everything.
Okay. John Tracy.
Yeah, he won the silver medal in 1984 in the Olympic marathon and nobody's stopped going on about it since.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Right, me and sports.
But you're really not into the sport.
Not really, no. 84, he would have been saying that's 20 and added up there and since then. 67.
Oh. Do you know what? It wasn't a bad mathematical guess. He's 62 today.
62, okay.
John Tracy, who's been dining out in a silver medal since 1984.
Aye.
We have a tendency in this country to dine out on certain, you know, sporting achievements for donkey's years and then give out to everyone else about it.
Yeah, I know.
Blame
yeah.
Brits to keep going on about 1966. We haven't stopped going on about Italia 90. And
that's
we only
true.
Made it to the quarterfinals.
I know, yeah. Could you imagine?
Did you ever watch The Chase?
Oh, yeah, I love The Chase.
Okay, so it's the presenter of The Chase, Bradley Walsh, his birthday today. Of course, he was also in Coronation Street. He seems like a good dude.
He does, actually, yeah.
He was in Coronation Street as Danny Baldwin.
Right.
And he's also on Law & Order UK. I am thinking of the right fella, am I?
Yeah, you are.
He once played football for Brentford Reserves.
He turns up in weird places. You know, since The Chase, I've, you know, recognised him, and he's been in movies as well. He's
oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, he has been around the block. Yeah.
But I mean, The Chase is fantastic.
I love The Chase. Yeah. It's very good.
Do you think it's kind of the new Who Wants to Be Millionaire?
Oh, yeah,
you
it
can
is.
Sort of binge watch it, can't you?
You can, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a tough one, though.
Do you know, while you're thinking there, what really annoys me about The Chase is, and I don't get to watch a huge amount of quiz shows, but I watch that.
Yeah.
The questions are on a decent level, probably for ticks like me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's when they get to the final and there's like four of them.
Yeah.
And they don't nominate someone to do the passes. It kills me. It actually kills a little bit of me.
It is terrible. It's such a time waster.
Would you say, if we were on it now, what I'd say is, Enda, you're going to do the passing, right?
That's it.
Don't listen to anyone else. No one cares. No niceties. You pass.
Yeah. That's fair enough. It's simple. Straightforward.
But they all pass. Wrong answer. But
it's terrible.
Morons.
And the amount of answers that they probably miss because of that as well.
Okay, Bradley Walsh, what age is he?
See, the first number that came into my head again, I'm going to go with 57.
He's 59 today. He's 59. Now, here's a good thing, though. I do have three birthdays left, so...
Right.
You have a chance.
Okay.
Of getting three right and getting yourself a day off.
Okay, let's do this.
So, today, it's the birthday of the great, the controversial, the comedian that is Russell Brand.
Russell Brand.
His birthday today.
Yeah.
Who's I don't know, he sort of divides opinion sometimes. Do you know, actually, I like him.
Do you?
But he's become an annoying father.
Right, okay.
Because he was going on about... Oh, what's this? He got into hot water about something recently. I shouldn't give out about it without qualifying it.
Yeah.
But someone WhatsApped him. I'm having a blank.
I can't remember. Was it a political thing?
No, it was about his child and fatherhood and all the rest of it.
Oh, anyway, right.
087-188-0008. I'll get it now in a second. It annoyed me.
Okay, I'm going to say 41.
He's 44 today.
Oh.
He's 44. I think you're just firing these numbers without really thinking.
I am thinking.
Are you?
As much as I can, yeah.
Right, okay. Well, then, how about this? Angelina Jolie.
Jolie. Oh, my God, I'm terrible.
Huge actor. Oh, I mean, come on.
She is, yeah.
Married to Brad Pitt, of course, until 2016. Oh, my God, they're split up.
That's right, they are.
Remember the old Hoosier Bougie on the plane?
Oh, yeah.
Something happened there now and he went off his rocker. So before that, I'm reading off the thing here. And before that was the wife of other actors. Why is it all about her being a wife? Isn't that shocking now?
That's terrible.
Isn't that shocking now in 2019? My God. Honestly, the whole thing is about her being a wife to all these famous actors. She's brilliant in her own right.
She is. Standalone actor.
But I guarantee you, right? No.
I'll go on there now.
Me too.
Somebody will have a pint in front of you there now.
I guarantee you, if it was Brad Pitt's birthday, they wouldn't be saying.
Husband.
Angelina Jolie. Anyway, what age
is she married to?
Is Angelina Jolie's? She was married to Billy Bob Thornton.
That's it.
And Johnny Lee Miller, apparently.
Well, I'm going to say she's 48.
Now, hold on.
40.
I was just going to say, you're definitely going to get this wrong, right? There's absolutely no chance. Bearing in mind, Russell Brand is 44 today, and I think you'd definitely not get it right, because no one ever says a similar thing. How old do you think Angelina Jolie is? Go 40, again.
44.
Yes.
But I said 48 originally.
There's no way you get that right. No, I don't think it's ever happened.
Very
hard. The same birthdays are on the same day. Do you want one more pop?
One more, okay. Let's do it.
Molly King, British singer with girl band The Saturdays.
Molly King.
Go on, throw it out there.
39.
32.
32. Okay, that was a disaster.
Wake up, happy.
Pathetic. 6:22. Classic Hits, waking up happy on Tuesday morning. 6:38 now. James, sit down. End at Mike in for PJ and Jim this morning. 087-188-0008. Oh, my God, lads. Can't believe that weather. Oh, that's the cruise one. I already did that one. I don't want to talk about a cruise. Lucky thing. Good morning, lads. Welcome back. Mike and End did a great job with your way. Read that one already.
Oh, my God. It's like being at your own funeral.
It's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is good. I like this. What's with PJ? PJ and Jim, they're getting as bad as politicians with all the time off.
I know.
They're as powerful as politicians. I'm telling you. Oh, this is good. Good morning, Mike and Enda. Great excitement here. Two of the four are going on the school tours today.
Ah, great.
Shame about the weather, but luckily a lot of the tours will be indoors. Oh, that's good. Have a great day. Take care, Margaret Dunley. Thank you, Margaret, for that. Very
I wonder what ages they are, because my little one went on her school tour recently, her first ever school tour, like a play school tour.
Where did they go to?
They went to a place called Clonfert Farm.
Clonfert.
Yeah. It's in. I think it's in Kilcock.
Okay.
In County Kildare, and had a ball. Yeah. Absolute ball.
Yeah, very good.
Lots of excitement. Where did you go? There's one now.
Where did I go on my school tour?
Yeah.
The Japanese gardens.
Did you?
Yeah.
In Kildare?
Yeah.
No, that's a good choice, actually. Is that not now where the National Stud is?
I don't know.
I think the Japanese gardens and the National Stud are combined.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Japanese gardens. And then we went to...
It's very fancy now.
An Athletica adventure weekend thing as well in Galway once for two nights.
Oh my god, that must have been secondary school now.
Wasn't secondary school. It
couldn't have been a primary school thing.
Primary
for
school.
Two nights.
I tell you why, right? Because my son is doing it, and it's in exactly the same place in Galway.
Wow.
And at the same age, so he's 12. Yeah, would have been 12.
No way.
So sixth class.
God, we got to Animo. You know Animo. In Wicklow.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's even still there anymore.
Right. Okay.
A few dodgy things happen there now with regard to the fish.
Oh, right.
You never heard about the Animo fish farm, no?
I didn't know.
Okay, I better say nothing else because it is a deadly place. I don't put it this way. I don't think the fish farm is still there.
Okay, fair enough. Animo is still there. That's good to know.
I think it is, yeah. It was like one of those adventure things. You go out in a raft and all the rest of it, you know that way?
Yeah, obviously I'm just drinking my coffee there. It's very strong. Oh my god.
I tell you now, if you worked on this breakfast show for longer, that you go up in coffee strength.
Do you? Really?
Oh, you do, yeah. You end up with, is there anything that will literally, you know, wake me up from the dead?
Have you ever seen that turbo coffee they have in some of the shops, some of the stations, service stations? Coffee. It's, well, I don't know what, it must be lead or something.
I saw a program about garage coffee actually, and it's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
I think it's all in the mind, put it that way.
Okay.
Anyway, come here, did you do anything over the weekend? Anyway?
I did not an awful lot, actually. Played a bit of soccer with my daughter out on the road, which we do sometimes.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, yeah. And other than that, chilled out.
Good.
Really
did,
yeah. Relaxed all weekend.
As you want. I was in the Wild West, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I was in Galway for 2 days, 3 days, 2 nights. And it was great crack, actually. Yeah, it was brilliant.
Right.
In Connemara. And I almost died.
Did you?
A slight exaggeration.
Nice.
But I went on, I was given a tip for a run. I like me running.
Yeah.
And I was given a tip of a trail of a run, right? Now, I know this particular beach.
Right.
In Galway. And I was told, right, you get into the beach, don't bother just coming back the same way. You take this turn, you go over this hill, you go over this beach, onto rocks, and then keep going, and you'll end up back at the church. That's what I was told.
Okay.
To which I went, sounds great. I was listening to my music. I got on the trail. Mm-hmm. It was like, it was unreal. I was literally in the wildness of Connemara for a time.
Right.
And then I lost my way.
Oh no.
And I lost the track. And then I was too far gone listening to my music that I couldn't find my way back.
Oh my
God. So I had to scale an electric fenced wall. I had to go.
A what? An electric fenced wall?
Like there was a wall with an electric fence above it.
Right.
It's Connemara. It's all walls. No, it doesn't seem to be fences anywhere.
Right.
And then onto a bog, over a field, ended up in a construction site which I couldn't get out of.
Oh my God.
Construction site for holiday homes. I had to climb that and all in time to get over the wall at the church. I got there eventually, but it was a bit hairy for a time.
We could have lost you, Mike.
Like, I know, yeah.
My God. Whatever happened to that guy, Mike Hogan? Wait till I tell you the story. He was lost in Connemara.
Yeah,
story.
Well, it's good crack all the same.
Very good. It's 6:42 now. By the way, just a quick one on this one. How do I enter the Hitbit, please? From an anonymous WhatsApper.
Oh, just WhatsApp in now. Yeah, go for
WhatsApp
it.
WhatsApp in now. Just say yeah. Yeah, just say you'd like to play the Hitbit.
We might do a double Money Tuesday actually today. We'll see. But anyway, yeah, WhatsApp in.
1900 euro.
That'll be 1900 quid, yeah. So just WhatsApp in your name to 087-188-0008.
Okay, 6:43 now. Classic Hits, waking up happy this Tuesday morning, 12 minutes past 7. REM, Losing My Religion. It's Enda and Mike in for PJ and Jim today. And lots going on in the papers today, Mike. Lots of stories.
I cannot believe this story has arrived on my desk this morning after what happened to me yesterday.
Okay, go on.
Right, I'll tell you briefly what happened to me yesterday.
Yeah.
And if you're a regular listener to this show, you know I have kind of a campaign going against dog poo.
Mm-hmm.
But in a ridiculous case of maybe irony, I'm not too sure.
Yes.
Yesterday, I wasn't struck by dog poo. Uh-huh. It was actually cat poo.
Oh my God.
In the back garden, right?
Right.
So I went out playing with my young one yesterday. Mm-hmm. And you can decipher what's what, can't you? It definitely,
you can, yeah.
It wasn't dog poo.
Right.
There are no dogs in our garden. It couldn't happen unless one scaled the wall, did a sneaky poo, and legged it over the wall. It's not possible. So it was cat poo.
Right.
And I stood on it. And it was vile, right? So obviously, back away! Everyone stay away from the garden! So I had to go shovel it up. While I was shoveling it up, mm-hmm. in a new pair of shoes that I put on because the other ones were full of cat poo, I stood on more.
Oh no!
It was an absolute disaster, right? It took me over a half an hour to clear the whole thing up, right? Hose the shoes down, get the boiling water out, the whole shebang, right? Mm-hmm. Anyway, in the paper today, the headline is Top Causes of bad mood, right? Stress triggers revealed, it says. Stepping in dog poo, okay, it was cat poo yesterday, is the most likely thing to trigger a miserable day of snowball stress.
Really?
This is amazing, right? A poll of 2,000 people found that tiny accidents can develop into a day of rage. A psychologist called Dr. Becky Spellman said that sometimes we end up thinking an entire day is ruined if our freshly buttered toast, for example, slips from our plate face down on the floor because humans are symbolic thinkers, she says, right?
Right.
So true. It ruined my day yesterday.
Did it?
That happened in the morning and it bloomin' ruined my day. Because I had two pairs of spoiled runners out the back and there's nothing worse. And the problem is with the runners, right, not to get into too much dirty detail.
Go on.
But there's the real deep grooves
in
the soles.
Oh, I know,
soles.
Yeah, for grips, grips, yeah.
So I had to get a stick and...
So we don't... I didn't know what you're going to talk about. You don't tell me about the stories
I
talk
about,
right?
Element of surprise.
On Saturday, right, we have a trampoline in the back garden, right?
Did some poo on the trampoline, did they?
Pigeon poo. Pigeon decided, you know the safety net that goes around them?
Yeah.
There's a pigeon, big fat pigeon up there, right?
Right.
Pooing onto the surface. Like, we didn't notice it until whatever day it was. Destroyed half of it. But I had to get out with the hot water, right?
A
brush and start scrubbing it.
It's vile, isn't it?
It's disgusting, the smell of it and everything.
Anyway, oh, no. That's hilarious.
And that pigeon keeps coming back. So we keep frightening it off.
Well, that pigeon has an infia. That has an infia, without a doubt. I know there are some things that are just like you can clean up lots of different messes.
Yeah,
but it's a mess like that.
No,
I find with cats because you're given all these warnings about cats and how it's the poo is dangerous for children and all the rest.
Well, so is dogs more so, isn't it? Isn't it?
No, I think it's cat poo is more dangerous. I don't know.
Okay.
They're all as bad as the other. Anyway, so all the mood killers.
Right.
And by the way, if you want to add to these this morning, please feel free because I think everyone's having, I don't know now, it's only 7:15, but I just get the feeling based on Enda and myself and everybody else, I think it's kind of a meh day. Do you know what I mean? Because it's after the bank holiday weekend and it's raining in most parts of the country.
No, it's horrible.
And everyone's a bit like, no, gee.
I'm not with it at all today.
Well, if there was ever a morning to give out, this morning's the morning.
we want to know.
Talking about mood killers, right? There are 15 of them. I'll give you as many as I can. At 15, standing on the scales and finding you've put on weight can ruin your day.
Definitely.
Lesson is don't stand on scales. Mm-hmm. It's useless. A bad skin day, finding out pals are doing something fun without you.
Oh yeah.
Have you ever had that? In your younger days now?
Ah yeah, you'd be very upset about that, wouldn't
you? Oh my God, I remember ringing friends of mine when I was a young fella.
Right.
You probably now say to yourself, I know why they did this. Because it can be kind of annoying. But I remember them saying, I remember this fella saying, no, I'm not going out tonight. No, I'm staying in, can't be bothered. And I met him on the night link.
Oh
with
no.
With a load of fellas. I said, oh my God.
Oh, you were devastated, were you?
Yeah, anyway, let me see. Leaving a packed lunch at home. Yeah, that's happened before.
Yeah.
Very annoying. Getting soaked by rain.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing your partner eye up someone else.
Uh-huh.
Ever see that?
No.
She's obviously discreet. What? work colleague being horrible. I know that feeling.
Yeah.
But sometimes work colleagues.
Yeah. They can be, yeah.
We all live together and you can get cheesed off with each other. Missing bus by seconds, a messy house, losing, we're into the top five now, of mood killers that can ruin your day. Little mood killers, right? So that's what we're after this morning, 087-188-0008. Checking bank balance and having less than you thought.
Oh, nothing worse.
I very rarely check it now, I have to
say.
Yeah, it's pointless. Just puts you in an awful bad mood. Okay. And now with the app on your phone, it's so easy to just destroy your day. Three is having a row with a partner before work.
Uh-huh.
Look, everyone's been there, haven't you? Come on now.
Never go to sleep on an argument.
Never go to sleep in an argument. Yeah. But if it happens before work, it's like, I have to go to work now. How am I supposed to get through the day? We're having a row.
Makeup.
Two is your car breaking down And number one is stepping in dog poo.
Stepping in dog poo is the number one.
I am vindicated.
There you go.
Sticking this on the wall, and PJ and Jim are going to see this tomorrow. They're always slagging me. Stepping in dog poo, according to a psychologist, is the worst mood killer for a day. Unbelievable.
That's it. I wanted to say something like, that's a load of... But I just can't really. You know what I mean? 18 minutes past 7 now. Classic hits. Good morning. Black Eyed Peas. Here's Where's the Love. Classic hits, waking up happy this Tuesday morning, 7:21 now. Where is the love? That's the Black Eyed Peas. It's Endad Mike in for PJ and Jim this morning. And a few old WhatsApps coming in there. Great tip for me, by the way.
Yeah.
Never thought of it before. You know the issue I had with the pigeon on top of the trampoline, pooing all over the trampoline? In the €2 shop, fake bird of praise, pigeon gone. It's a great idea.
Not a bad shout, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to get one and hang it up. And
I don't know. Dublin pigeons are a little bit smarter than that, though, are they not? Hardened, the way they strut around the place. I think they'd realise where you're at.
Maybe they would, but you never know. It's worth a try, isn't it?
There's someone, by the way, who said in relation to the cat, Malachi, that was in the back garden of my house, that it could actually be a fox, because apparently some cat people have been on to say that generally cats cover their poo.
Right, okay.
Right, so that's a possibility. It's... I know, I don't want to be too disgusting here. I was trying to explain the poo to end that.
Eat their breakfast. No, don't. Ah.
During the Black Eyed Peas, I actually tried to explain the colour, smell and layout of the poo, but I won't do that now. I'm just saying, it could be, I'm trying to discover if it's a fox poo, because that's important.
The reason we're talking about this is because things that pet hates, things that are annoying, and top of the list is standing in dog poo. A bird pooing in your car just after washing it, I told you before, that happens to me all the time.
Yeah.
It's just, it's uncanny how often that happens.
Absolutely, yeah. Like there's lots of little things. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll put up an ugly mug for anyone who WhatsApps in. Well, we'll pick one or two, let's say a couple of ugly mugs, to 087-188-0008. And it's kind of like they're not the biggest deals in the world, but they will ruin your day. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah, little things
mood
like this.
Killers.
Yeah. Woke up yesterday morning to dog scratching to get out. Came down to diarrhea. Dog all out of the side of its cage. Being barefoot was a bad idea.
Why'd they have it in a cage?
I don't know. That's very unusual, isn't it?
Anyway, can we get off the poo talk?
Because, yeah, let's get rid of
fairness, people are getting grossed out. So 087-188-0008, if you can match any of those mood killers that apparently destroy your day.
7:23 now. Some classic 80s and classic hits. Fiction Factory feels like heaven. Waking up happy this Tuesday morning. I'm Enda Murphy, and there's Mike Hogan, the other side in from PJ and Jim.
Waking up happy and having every great day.
Yeah.
What was that?
You just had a brain fart.
I had an absolute brain fart before that song there. I don't know what happened. I was trying to say one thing, and another thing came out, and it mixed together, and it came out with, you'll have every great day.
It was very funny, though, I have to say. That was
a
good laugh.
Oh, my God.
My stomach hurts from laughing so much.
I just hit myself in the face to get back in the game.
It's one of those days, yeah.
Come here, this will get us back in the game, because this is a good story now.
Yeah.
They're usually portrayed, it says, as little green men, aliens, that is.
Uh-huh.
But a new study suggests that aliens are actually more likely to look like pasta.
To look like pasta?
Yeah.
Or the colour of pasta, or the actual pasta?
Actual pasta.
Right.
This is the most bizarre story of the morning. It's not going to get more bizarre than this. The study by researchers from the University of Illinois indicates that life on Mars is likely to resemble fettuccine, flat ribboned like pasta.
So aliens look like fettuccine. Is that what you're telling me?
Essentially, yeah.
Right.
So all those movies, what was that famous one with Mel Gibson? Where the alien appears and it's like, ah, yeah, stay there. Do you know the one with the crop circles and all that sort of stuff?
Anyway,
will WhatsApp it in. Anyway, so be gone with your thoughts of aliens like that. Experts claim that rovers scanning the surface of Mars should focus on rocks that look like fettuccine, as this could indicate the presence of a bacterium dubbed sulfuri, usually found in areas with very low oxygen levels. This is the science bit, ladies and gentlemen. And can survive extremely hot conditions as well as exposure to UV light. The sulfuri cables look amazingly like fettuccine pasta, while further downstream they look more like capellini pasta.
I don't know what capellini pasta is.
I don't know what never
heard of that
pasta is.
Okay,
so there you go. So if somebody at some stage in the future shouts, oh my god, an alien,
yeah,
you're going, will you stop, that's a piece of penne pasta. Don't Don't doubt them.
Don't doubt them.
Because it's a high possibility, yeah.
Signs was the name of that movie with Mel Gibson.
Ah, very good. Did someone text that
in?
Yeah, yeah, you're like an encyclopedia.
Two people texted in already.
Yeah, do you remember that movie?
I do now, yes.
It was kind of, spoiler alert or whatever, but it's about 25 years old, so I think the spoilers are allowed at this stage. An alien kind of appears in the gaff.
Okay.
And it's kind of a ridiculous scene, really, if it wasn't ridiculous from the get-go. But okay. So there you go. So if you see some strange spaghetti lurking in your house,
it could be an alien.
You never know. It could be an invasion, Enda.
Wow, that's scary, isn't it? I used to like pasta.
A spagasion.
7:40. Classic hits. Hip it. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it? Oh yes indeed, serious money today. We're talking €1,900. That's €1,900, Mike.
A lot of money for your pocket.
Seriously, isn't it?
Oh, wouldn't it be nice now? You could pay a few bills with that, maybe splash out on something.
Absolutely.
Go in your holly box, I don't know. But first to play this morning is Keith Glynn in County Galway. How are you, Keith?
Hi Mike, how you doing?
Not too bad. I was in your neck of the woods over the weekend. Lovely part of the country.
Beautiful, yeah. Couldn't get better.
I tell you, and we had a nice day in Galway actually. Yeah, on Saturday. It was really, really hot. We were on the beach and everything.
Right.
What part of Galway are you from, Keith?
Galway City, Mike.
Galway City, very good. Okay, Keith Glynn from Galway City, what is your guess?
Leanne Rimes, Can't Fight the Moonlight.
Can't Fight the Moonlight. Oh yeah, that's...
Okay, Leanne Rimes, Can't Fight the Moonlight. Is it right? Did you see what it did there?
Oh yeah.
It rhymed.
It did rhyme.
It's
Leanne
the wrong
Rimes.
Answer, Keith.
Okay, Mike.
And Enda's a little bit frightened.
Scared to be in the same room at the moment.
Okay, sorry. See you, Keith.
Thanks, Keith. Okay. Thank you, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Johnny Carberry is in Kildare. Johnny, good morning.
Morning, Enda. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. That's a good, decent horse racing name, Carberry. I like that name.
Yeah, it is.
Have you any involvement in it at all?
No, not myself, but cousins are.
The cousins are, yeah. So are mine, actually. Brendan Powell is my cousin. He won the Grand National in 1988.
Oh, really, yeah?
Did, yeah.
Good on you. Didn't know you were cousins with a horse.
A jockey. Cousin with a horse.
Right, Johnny, what's your guess?
It was Back in Black by
AC/DC.
Oh,
great song.
Yes. Like okay. Song. Yeah. Good tune. All right. Do you know what? I was play it again. Sorry. Do you know what? I was nervous about this being €1,900 as I lay in bed last night. In fact, it shook me all night long. But I'm kind of slightly relieved to say that it's wrong, Johnny.
I like it. There you go.
Cheers, lad.
Sorry about that, Johnny. Have a great day. Okay. take care. Bye bye. There goes Johnny in Kildare. And Keith in Galway. No, look.
So now your maths. What's it worth tomorrow?
It's going to be worth, I don't know.
960 tomorrow.
960 tomorrow. Still nice for you, Bob. It's 7:50 now. 10 to 8. Good morning. It's Classic Hits. It's Classic Hits. Waking up happy this Tuesday morning. It's Enda and Mike in for PJ and Jim today. Back tomorrow morning with you. It's 11 minutes past 8. And we're just saying from the movie The Beach, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, it was a decent movie, wasn't
good
it?
Good movie. Yeah, I enjoyed that movie. Yeah.
Yeah, based, I think it was in Thailand, wasn't it?
It was. Well, it was definitely in Thailand.
Yeah, but it was an all right movie, actually, to be fair. I did enjoy it. Listen to this, right? This is interesting stuff from Ancestry.ie.
Okay.
Okay, so they look into all, you know, family trees and records of the past and all the rest of it. And they've studied records from the 1800s into the 1900s. Right, and they have revealed a number of popular occupations that no longer exist or that are dying out.
Okay.
Okay. Now, of course, even now, like, there's a few occupations dying out, aren't there? Like, it's kind of being replaced by machines and whatever.
Oh yeah.
But anyway, this is like talking totally old school, back to the 1800s, early 1900s, right?
Right.
And for example, like a job that's gone now, right? Mm-hmm. So don't bother looking up to see if there's any vacancies. A lamplighter.
A lamplighter. Of course, yeah. There would have been. Yeah.
So a lamplighter was responsible for lighting and distinguishing the street lamps around the cities and towns where they worked.
Okay.
But see, actually, do you know there's loads of lamps that are now all electric, obviously, on the Phoenix Park.
Oh, they used to be, did they?
They were, yeah. Someone would have had to go and light them.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah,
constantly,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Not a bad old job now. An elevator operator.
Oh, yeah.
Is another one that's gone.
I wonder, is there any left in the world? There probably is somewhere. You'll probably find there is.
So this says that an elevator operator was a popular job for Irish immigrants in America, with over 1,500 Irish people listed in the occupation in 1940, right? But I don't think we ever even in peak boom times, got to the level of having an elevator operator, did we?
Yeah.
Like, we had a load of fellas in top hats standing outside hotels. That was a thing for a while. Hello, I'll open the door for you.
But an elevator operator, yeah, it has its ups and downs, though, doesn't it?
We had the people in. I actually missed that. That was very good. Look at you laughed.
Brought our, my own joke.
Brought our attention to it. That was a good one, actually. Of course, we did have,
yes,
which is still a thing, I think, people in the jacks of places.
In the jacks.
Giving you the smellies and the washing.
That still happens.
Cloths and all the rest of it. Does it?
Well, I was in a hotel there a while ago and there was somebody in there.
Right. Well, anyway, so I don't know how we did that in peak boom times and never went, you know, for a lift operator.
Lift operator, yeah.
I would like that.
Yeah.
I would.
Nice idea.
Just a fella in a top hat. Good day, sir.
Good day, sir.
What floor are you going to? Two, please. Why didn't you take the stairs, you lazy git? Then another one was the town crier. A town crier was in charge of shouting important news from the street corners, and it has a tradition dating back to the 18th century. So that is that all? Hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey! Yeah, I would have done that gig.
Liverpool have won the Champions League. Oh wait, that's just Liverpool fans actually today shouting it all over the streets.
I know,
but yeah, I thought it'd be a good old job. A knocker-upper.
What's that?
Is another job that's not around anymore.
Sounds rude.
It's not rude, actually. Okay. Get that out of your head.
Right, sorry.
A knocker-upper would visit the homes of workers in their area and use a tall stick and would tap on the bedroom windows of workers to wake them up for the day, which makes sense.
Okay.
I tell you, there's a few teenagers that could do with that.
I know.
A few people in general in here, I tell you.
Would that do it?
Who've been late for work a few times. Imagine that. I'd like that now.
Would like what?
I think we've gone the wrong way.
Do you?
Yeah, I think we should have kept all these old traditions. I would like to get into the lift here at work with a fella in a top hat and a red suit.
Right.
The floor you go to. And I would also like someone to light the lamps, and I would also like a town crier, and I would like this as well.
You're living in the past, Mike.
No.
Get over it.
Yeah, I like it. And also then finally, I'll give you this one. A phrenologist. A phrenologist was not a popular occupation. However, it was the role was to read intelligence based on the shape of your head. And this practice, believe it or not, declined in 1967.
Of course, the frenulum is the shape of the head, isn't it?
Yeah, very good, Enda. So that's where the word comes from. Yeah. Give us a look at your head now.
Think?
I don't know.
Intelligent?
Bit of a thick.
I don't think so. Excuse me! How very dare you. I can do this though. I can stop you from talking. It's 8:15, almost 8:16. This is U2 Desire. Waking up happy on Classic Hits. Good morning. Classic Hits, waking up happy this Tuesday morning. 8:18, almost 8:19 now. Oh, that's a get up and go song, isn't it? Like it. U2 Desire.
Yeah, it's great. Sorry, I've just been laughing for the last
that's
3
terrible.
Minutes.
Laughing at me.
The giddiness now. Enda came across one of life's great mysteries during U2 there.
It is.
It's one of life's great mysteries, and I can't explain it, but it's he took a sip of his tea.
Yeah. Huh?
And he went, Jesus, I'm after swallowing a lump or something there. I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it was.
And I said, you know what? I can feel his pain now. That's one of those things now
weird.
That ruin your day.
It's
one of life's great mysteries. Boom. I don't know what it is. I've had coffee before and I've gone, what the hell was that? I'm after swallowing a lump or something.
A lump of something? What could it have been?
I have no idea.
This mug was clean. I cleaned it, obviously, and put in something dropped from up there.
Is there a seagull or something in the building? I know, I've had that before.
And it
before.
Was lumpy. It was actually a lump. Hard and, you know.
I know, it happens. It's just a mysterious lump of tea and coffee. Something happened to me actually in the cinema over the weekend. I wasn't watching anything too fantastic except for Paw Patrol.
Oh, yeah.
Mighty Pups.
Good stuff.
Yeah, I was watching that with my little one. it was an unusual experience now, I have to say. She loved it.
Right, of course you would.
But I was kind of looking around at other parents. You can't exactly follow the story.
No.
When you're an adult, it's not in any way exciting for you. But I was looking around and all the other parents were looking at it. I was dying to take my phone out when my little one just enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah.
They all seemed to be looking at it. I was like, why are they? And then the fella beside me fell asleep and I went, grand.
Well, that's what I used to
that's
do.
That's my cue. I went for a doze, yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
But at one point, anyway, my little one had popcorn.
Right.
And I was taking her popcorn. She was giving it out to me, but I didn't want her. You know that parent thing you do where you don't want them to have the full portion?
Of course.
So you sneakily take a load and eat it yourself. You know? But anyway, she caught me at one point. She started giving it out to me. I said, no, I'm just going to take her around the corners or whatever. But I put something in my mouth that I thought I dropped popcorn.
Right.
Put it in my mouth and went, oh, that's not popcorn. I threw it out. I still don't know what I put in my mouth.
Really?
It was fine.
Did you swallow it?
No, I took it in and then chucked it away.
Chucked it away.
Anyway, but it's just in relation to what you did with your tea there. That's
it's
all.
Funny, isn't it? It's a weird thing.
Oh God. Anyway.
8:21 now. Classic Hits, waking up happy this Tuesday morning. 8:38, 22 minutes to 9 now. It's Enda and Mike in for PJ and Jim today. And Madonna, Papa Don't Preach. Now, Mr. Hogan, what have you got for me?
Right, just scanning this story here, actually. This is kind of a boss I admire, actually, in a way.
Okay.
Although he's got a weird way about him. He's a guy who works at Zero Australia. He's a boss there, right?
Okay.
And he shared a little trick speaking with this business podcast about how he hires people.
Right.
Right, and when people go for interviews, right? So, you know, you'd think when you go to an interview, the biggest thing is to be confident, to be very knowledgeable about the company, to give the right answers and have the right experience and all that.
Sure.
Not the case for Trent, mate. Trent Innes, I think it is. He won't hire anyone who fails to do one thing at the end of an interview. Now, actually, this is a nice little segue to a guessing game for you, Endemur. If you have any idea what you think. So basically what happens is with this fella, they go through the interview.
Yeah.
First of all, he says, they get a cup of coffee in the kitchen,
okay,
get a cup of tea or whatever.
Right.
And then they head to the interview desk. They have the interview. And then at the end of that interview, despite the fact that maybe you were the most qualified person for the job in the world, if you don't do one thing, he'll say, nah, see ya. No, he won't tell you at the time.
Right.
What do you think it is?
Thank you. Thank him?
No, not that, no. Not shaking hands, not a good handshake, nothing like that.
I don't know.
If they get up and leave their coffee cup on the desk and don't go back and wash it.
Oh, you're serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. He's no time for it. Do you think that's a load of nonsense, do you?
Well, he's right to an extent, but it's a bit pedantic, isn't it?
So he says, then we take the coffee back, have our interview. The one thing I'm always looking out for at the end of the interview, does the person doing the interview want to take that empty cup back to the kitchen? You can develop skills, he says. You can gain knowledge and experience, but it really does come down to attitude. And the attitude that we talk a lot about is the concept of wash your own coffee cup. Mm-hmm. I think this is actually a trend amongst bosses now. Not to speak ill of the boss outside.
No.
But it has been said in the past that you could do the greatest radio show of your life. You could bring in 1 million listeners.
Yes.
But if you don't empty the dishwasher, he has no time.
That's true, actually, yeah.
I think it's a boss thing.
I think so, but it's a terrible build-up out there. You know, sometimes you just wonder, people eat their cereal and just put the bowl into the sink. What's going to happen? Magically disappear?
This is what happens.
It really gets my back up now.
I'm
coming around to actually agreeing with this guy.
Yeah, but there's two types of people in workplaces. Three types of people. There's one who's the messy bugger who leaves stuff all over the place.
Couldn't care less.
There's the other person who, like you, will give out about it. But there's a whole other scale in offices around the country. There's the people who will take a picture and send it via email. Look at this dirty kitchen. Look at this, I found it. And you're like, oh my God, I did not want to see that. Just tell us it's bad. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But in relation to that boss, right, I did hear about another very famous boss in this country, actually, who apparently does this trick on interviews whereby he'll take a bunch of, I don't know if this is myth, right? But he'll take a bunch of CVs.
Right.
Right. He'll take one out of the pile and put it on his desk and then he'll throw all the rest of them in the bin. And then we'll say, no one wants an unlucky person working for them.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that person gets the job without even an interview?
That person gets the job without even an interview.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's a myth. There's a famous person in Ireland. A very, very famous boss.
Right, okay.
So there you go. So wash your coffee cups, people. Just at the end of the interview, say, sorry, can I just want to wash this in the kitchen? And you're bound to get the job with this fella.
Get the job. Excellent. Good tip. It is 8:42 now.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets some more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
That's right, and all this week we're giving you the chance even to win a two-night family stay at the newly refurbished four-star Shearwater Hotel and Spa in Ballinasloe in County Galway. A perfect family stay is just a click away at shearwaterhotel.com. So, Mike.
Right then, sorry now, I was reading a story there about 25 cups of coffee is grand for you. I'll tell you about
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah, okay. It was weird. Yeah, I'll tell you about that story a little later on. Anyway, to play today is Brendan O'Boyle in County Galway. How are you, Brendan?
Morning, all. How are you doing?
Morning, Brendan.
Not too bad. How's life in the West?
Good, good. It's a bit miserable and wet, which is unusual around here.
Oh, yeah, very unusual, Brendan. You imagine that rain in Galway. My God.
Yeah, never seen the like of it.
Although, as I said, I was in your county over the weekend and we actually had some glorious weather there. And the rest of the country was lashed down on. So there you go. There's the turn up.
I don't know what part of Galway you were in.
I was in Connemara. It must have been just like a break in the clouds for a few hours.
They are now.
Anyway, are you confident this morning, Brendan?
Never confident, but I'll have a go.
Have a pop at it. Okay, well, Enda Murphy's going to read the questions. I'm going to count the scores. The very best of luck for you, Brendan. Are you ready to go?
Ready to go, thank you.
Let's do it.
Pearl Harbor is on which island group?
Hawaii.
Which Irish author's works include Ulysses and the Dubliners?
James Joyce.
The kimono is a traditional robe of which country?
Japan.
In the TV cartoon, what is the name of the youngest Simpson child?
Maggie.
What kind of musical instruments are snare, side and bass?
Drum.
What is the alcoholic ingredient in Irish coffee?
Whiskey.
The band The Manic Street Preachers are from which British country?
Wales.
The prickly leaves and red berries of which plant are often used for Christmas decorations?
Holly.
What vehicle was the main form of transport for the stars in the film Easy Rider?
Motorbike.
In medicine, what is toxicology a study of?
Poison.
What do the letters MA stand for after a graduate's name? M.A. Master of Arts. Which book does Charles Darwin publish in 1859 to explain his
theory of evolution?
Origin of the Species. On which famous London street does the British Prime Minister live?
Downing.
Tennis player Bjorn Borg had his first Wimbledon victory in what decade?
80s.
It was the 70s.
Oh,
wowee, my God.
I tell you,
Brendan O'Boyle.
Yeah, only you just stumbled over the Charles Darwin one, and you had another one where you passed on as well, or the Master of Arts.
Yeah,
you would have actually had 13, but you got 11.
Wow.
Which is great for the start of the week, what is essentially the start of the week today.
That's should have been at least 12 or 13, shouldn't it?
Well, the way you were going, it was fantastic. Brendan, look, it's one before, hasn't it? 11's definitely
11, 8 is one before, so 11 is definitely a good score.
Well done. Good man, Brendan.
Lovely, thanks.
Have
thanks
a great
very
week.
Much, guys.
Take care.
By
cheers
the way, you've done a great job in filling in for the two boys.
Well, thank you very much indeed.
Say that again, I'll just record
it. Say it a bit later.
Very slowly.
Enda, you're doing a great job filling in for the two boys. Breakfast Table Quiz.